Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of southern Syria. The United States military has escalated its activity in Syria, which could put U.S. forces in harm's way. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman joins me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, as I have a conversation with you, Ken, it's almost like you need a scorecard to make sure what everybody's doing, who's supporting whom, and what is really going on. This final question to you, the Russian Ministry of Defense is accusing the United States of putting a number of rocket launchers in Syria, and they're now claiming that these rocket launchers operated by the United States may go after Bashar Assad's military. I mean, again, who's on the scorecard, who's playing where and what?
Right. Well, in this particular case, it's 50-50, all right? Yes, the U.S. has deployed multiple rocket launch systems in Syria with the Syrian Free Democratic Forces, and they are being used quite likely against Assad's troops. It may also bring us nose-to-nose with the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps troops in Syria, because they're U.S. advisors who are assisting the Syrian rebels to operate these multiple rocket launch systems. This is an escalation. Let's be very clear about it. It is an escalation in the Syrian civil war. The United States has supplied weapons now with these multiple rocket launch systems, and U.S. advisors on the ground to show the Syrian anti-Assad forces how to use them. That has not happened before. For sure, American troops are going to be much, much closer to being in harm's way as a result.
Ken Timmerman with a report of U.S. forces becoming more active in Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This report indicates an uptick in U.S. military activity in Syria and the possibility that the focus is on Syrian President Bashar Assad's military operations. Choosing sides in the Syrian civil war could well put U.S. forces in harm's way. One thing for sure, this military activity will indeed set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me take a moment and explain that statement. The end of time scenario in Bible prophecy for Syria is very clear. Daniel chapter 11 verse 40 reveals that Syria, the king of the north in the passage, that Syria will be a part of a coalition of nations that will align itself against the Jewish state of Israel. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 44 and 45, along with Ezekiel 38 and Psalm 83. In fact, Syria will be the first nation to move against the Jewish state. This uptick in U.S. military involvement in Syria is evidence that the prophecies mentioned already are at the point of fulfillment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...